Ignite your creativity. Throughout history, artists and creators have understood that innovation often involves building upon existing ideas. As Pablo Picasso famously stated, "Art is theft," highlighting that originality is often a blend of influences and interpretations. This concept is echoed in the Bible, which notes, "There's nothing new under the sun," Ecclesiastes 1:9. Whether you're an artist or simply seeking to infuse more creativity into your life, consider these 10 actionable ideas. 1. Steal like an artist. When seeking inspiration, start by observing your surroundings for something worth appropriating. If you find nothing worth copying, altering, or borrowing, seek inspiration elsewhere. Evaluating the world through the lens of, "Is it worth stealing?" helps you avoid wasting time on things that may not have immediate value. What's important is whether it serves your creative purpose, even if it's not immediately useful. Remember, what you disregard today might become valuable to you tomorrow, or a month, or a year from now. Once you accept that your creations will never be completely original, any fear of acknowledging your influences disappears. Your creative output combines your family background and your genealogy of ideas. You choose the experts you admire, the music that moves you, the books that inspire you, the art that resonates with you, and the movies that captivate you. These influences, among others, contribute to your artistic identity. They form your creative roots. Instead of trying to learn everything about the art you want to create, which can be overwhelming, focus on one influential figure, a writer, artist, activist, or role model who deeply inspires you. Dive deep into their life and work, studying their influences. Then, explore those influences further, learning about the people who influenced them. Keep climbing this tree of influence as far as you can. Eventually, you'll reach a point where you can create your own unique branch of artistry. Honor your creative ancestors. Once you've identified your creative ancestors, honor them by considering yourself as a continuation of their work. Surround your workspace with photos of artists you admire. Choose specific lessons from these artists that you want to learn and ignore the rest. Keep reading extensively, even if the books you start with don't seem immediately relevant, they will lead you to the most beneficial ones. Always carry a pen and paper to jot down ideas whenever they come to you. Don't be self-conscious about it. This practice makes you more observant and smarter. Take note of conversations you hear and copy your favorite passages from books. Photograph things that catch your eye. Maintain a swipe file, whether it's a notebook, tape recorder, or cell phone, to store ideas you steal from other artists and the world around you. 2. Don't wait until you know who you are to get started. Don't wait until you have a complete understanding of yourself before taking action. Spending too much time introspecting can prevent you from ever truly knowing yourself. Self-discovery comes from taking creative actions. The origin of great ideas is not something that can be predicted. It arises from being actively engaged in doing your work. Reflect on your actions later. Focus on doing the work now. Acting as if you are already a writer, musician, or artist will help you develop your style, so fake it till you make it. Practice is essential for improvement. While you can learn from those who inspire you, avoid copying their work exactly. Since no one can imitate anything perfectly, the results you achieve will be unique to you. Try to understand the motivations and perspectives of your role models. By seeing the world through their eyes, you will begin to unlock your creativity. 3. Write the book you want to read. Instead of following the common advice to write what you know, focus on writing what you want to read. Don't worry about sticking to familiar topics. Prioritize crafting content that excites you as a reader. Choose subjects that bring a smile to your face and ignite your passion for reading and writing. When facing creative blocks, opt for projects that bring you the most joy, rather than those that seem challenging or profound. Explore the realm of fan fiction by imagining sequels to beloved movies or books. Let your imagination run wild by envisioning the next album for your favorite band. Dive into the works of your role models and brainstorm ways to enhance or expand upon their ideas. Focus on producing the type of content you wish to encounter in the world. 4. Use your hands. To truly engage in the creative process, don't rely solely on digital tools. Embrace the tactile experience of using your hands to create. Incorporating physicality into your work enhances both your learning and enjoyment. Whether it's picking up a musical instrument, wielding a paintbrush, or simply using pen and paper, reconnect with the physical aspect of creativity. Austin Kleon, known for his poetry collection created by blacking out newspaper lines with a marker, emphasizes the importance of tactile engagement. By physically manipulating materials, cutting newspapers, wielding markers, and combining lines, Kleon fully immersed himself in the creative process. This approach embodies the concept that combining different elements can yield greater creativity, following the formula, 1 plus 1 equals 3. Consider organizing your workspace into two distinct areas, analog and digital. Reserve one side for digital tools like computers and electronics, while dedicating the other side to hands-on activities such as writing drafts by hand or sketching. Maintaining this separation allows you to nourish your creative instincts by balancing digital convenience with tactile engagement. 5. Side projects and hobbies are important. Engaging in activities you enjoy, even if they're not your main focus, can lead to significant creative breakthroughs. Don't limit yourself to one project. Explore different activities. What you do to avoid your main work might be what you truly love. Having multiple projects allows you to practice productive procrastination, where you work on one project while taking a break from another. Sometimes, doing something as simple as washing the dishes can spark new ideas. Don't neglect your passions in favor of other tasks. Your work and interests can blend to create something unique. Your hobbies, even if they don't bring fame or money, contribute to your happiness. For example, if you enjoy playing the guitar, jamming with friends on weekends can be fulfilling. Your hobbies, passions, and even procrastination are all expressions of your creative self. The key is not to worry about how everything fits together. The common thread is that you created it all. 6. The secret: do good work and share it with people. When you work in obscurity, you have the freedom to make mistakes without scrutiny. Dedicate yourself to your craft every day, and you'll improve over time. Once you've honed your skills, don't keep your work to yourself, share it with others. In the past, showcasing your art or music required finding specific venues or publications, but now, it's as easy as putting your work online. Sharing your work online involves two simple steps. First, find things or ideas that inspire you or occupy your thoughts. Then, invite others to join you in exploring these topics. If you're ever short on ideas, simply putting yourself out there online can lead to new inspirations. Contrary to some beliefs, the internet is more likely to ignite your creativity than stifle it. Equip yourself with the necessary technical skills for the web. Create your website and familiarize yourself with social media and blogging. Only spend as much time online as feels comfortable for you. If you're hesitant to share your complete concepts, offer tips or resources instead. Remember, you can share fragments of your ideas without revealing everything. 7. Geography is no longer our master. Location is no longer a barrier in today's world. Regardless of where you live, you can connect with a community of like-minded individuals online. If you feel disconnected from your physical surroundings, create an environment filled with art, movies, music, and books that resonate with you. All you need is space and time, a place to work, and some uninterrupted time to do so. At some point, it's essential to step out of your comfort zone and explore new places. Leaving behind your familiar routine and surroundings allows you to immerse yourself in different perspectives. This exposure to new environments rejuvenates your thinking and makes your brains work harder. Consider seeking out locations with extreme weather conditions, as they often inspire great art. Look for communities where artists, writers, and filmmakers gather, and where the local cuisine is a delight. It's crucial to find a place that nourishes you, creatively, socially, spiritually, and literally. And remember, your online community will always be there to support you no matter where you go. 8. Be nice. In today's interconnected world, manners play a crucial role. Remember, What you say online can quickly reach others, so it's essential to be courteous. Instead of engaging in negativity, focus on uplifting others. When faced with criticism or conflict, channel that energy into your creative pursuits. Seek out individuals online who are smarter and better than you, and learn from their wisdom. Surround yourself with people who challenge and motivate you to grow. During times when it seems like no one appreciates your efforts, create a praise file to store the positive feedback you receive. Keep emails, tweets, or notes that commend your work and discard any negativity. Whenever you feel discouraged, revisit your praise file to remind yourself of the encouragement and support you've received. Allow those kind words to uplift your spirits and bolster your confidence. 9. Be boring. Falling into the romanticized notion of the self-destructive artist can lead to harmful consequences. Your energy is precious. Focus it on your art rather than risking burnout. Taking care of yourself also involves managing your finances wisely. Do yourself a favor, learn about money, and track your spending. Avoid unnecessary expenses like credit card debt, luxury items, and extravagant purchases. If your art alone doesn't provide a steady income, having a job can offer stability and discipline. A day job not only brings financial security, but also keeps you connected to the world and establishes a routine. Maintaining a routine can enhance your productivity by helping you manage your time effectively. Dedicate a set amount of time each day to your creative pursuits, even if it's just a small window. Consistency is key. Work diligently during your allotted time every day, even on weekends or when you're feeling under the weather. Eventually, this routine will become second nature, and you'll find yourself fully immersed in your work without even realizing it. 10. Creativity is subtraction. Contrary to what you might think, limitations can boost your creativity. Dr. Seuss, for instance, accepted a challenge from his editor to write a children's book using only 50 different words. The result was the beloved classic, Green Eggs and Ham. Similarly, in your work, focus on removing what's unnecessary while preserving what's truly exceptional. Make the most of what you have at your disposal right now. It's often beneficial to scale back on your grandest ideas. Sometimes, less is more. Key points. 1. Creativity involves borrowing from inspiring sources. 2. Start creating without waiting to fully understand yourself. 3. Write what excites you, even if it's unconventional. 4. Engage physically in your creative process. 5. Blend your work and interests for unique creations. 6. Share your work online and seek inspiration there. 7. Explore new places, be kind, maintain routines, and simplify your creative process by eliminating the unnecessary.